Welcome. Today we're discussing the fiery debate sparked by Meta's Llama 4 and its colossal 10 million token context window. Is RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation, dead?
10 million? That's a lot of tokens. It sounds like a game changer. Why would you need RAG with that kind of internal memory?
Exactly the question everyone's asking. Initially, the idea of cramming an entire library into a single prompt seemed like the end of RAG. But, not so fast.
So what's the counterargument? Is it just cost?
Cost is a huge factor. Think about it. Processing 10 million tokens per query? Cha-ching. Plus, waiting tens of seconds for a response? Not exactly ideal.
Yeah, I can see that. But beyond the practicalities, is there a fundamental reason why RAG still matters?
Absolutely. RAG is about filtering the relevant information, not just holding a ton of data. Think of it like this. You can give someone a giant textbook, but if they don't know what to look for, it's useless. RAG helps pinpoint the signal in the noise.
Got it. So it's about relevance, not just volume. What about those massive enterprise datasets? Surely, 10 million tokens can't hold everything.
Precisely. A pharmaceutical company's research archive, forget about it. Terabytes of data dwarf even Llama 4's impressive capacity. Plus, models have knowledge cutoffs. They need RAG for dynamic, real-time information.
Right. So even with this huge context window, real-world applications often demand external data retrieval.
Exactly. And even if you could fit everything in, studies show LLMs struggle with accuracy after around 32,000 tokens. Conflicting information within the context can also throw them off.
So, Llama 4 is impressive, but RAG isn't going anywhere?
Not a chance. Llama 4 is a leap forward, scoring impressively on benchmarks like MMLU Pro and GPQA Diamond. But RAG remains essential for handling real-world complexity, cost-effectiveness, and accuracy.
Fascinating. It seems like the future is a combination of these powerful models and smart retrieval strategies. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time for more AI insights.
Goodbye.